Christopher Lee, featuring Julian Glover as Sir Charles Bannister and Peter Kelly as Dougal Baxter.
Careful, slow down.
No one else around this time of night.
It would be nice to get there, that's all.
I said not to wait for me. You could have got the train here.
I'm sorry. It's really nice of you, honest.
No, sure.
Listen, we're only an hour from Southampton. Why not stay and get away first thing in the morning? I mean, there's plenty of room.
I bet there is. Your people aren't exactly two up, two down, are they?
It's not that big. Are you going to stay?
No. I'll drop you in Preston. Thanks all the same, Polly.
You're really keen, aren't you?
Well, I like the job, if that's what you mean.
Well, you must have. I mean, not many people give up their weekend just for a conference.
She thought it was worth it.
Yes? So why isn't he going?
Too busy.
It's the weekend, you mean?
He said he was going down to the constituency. Doesn't he have a surgery on Saturday morning?
Don't we? Not if he can help it. He can't stand them.
But they keep voting for him.
If they slow down a bit, we turn off shortly.
Cheers.
You wouldn't vote for him, would you?
I'm his researcher, not his agent.
Oh, that doesn't sound very loyal.
Nothing to do with loyalty. It's a think tank. He pays me, so I think.
Well, it's just a job.
Right. You sticking with it?
Well, I'm not sure if Kay likes me very much.
No, she's the office manager. Doesn't count.
Oh, wait a minute. The turning's just along here.
Which side?
What?
The turning.
Oh, sorry, left. No, this side. Yes, left.
Sure?
Of course I'm sure. Here we are. I'm sorry.
Now what?
Straight on, then it bends a bit.
Then what?
At the end.
What, this lane?
Actually, it's drive.
The drive? Had to be, didn't it? Your drive's longer than our street.
Now slow down here, there's a bend.
Bestow. Is it? Oh, that's really something.
Oh, don't be fooled, it's more like a nightclub. It just looks better in the dark.
It'll do.
That's odd, though. No lights.
Maybe she's gone to bed.
Mummy's never in bed before midnight. Anyway, the outside one's always on. And listen, thanks, Nick, for the lift.
Now, hang on, I'll come with you. Just in case.
Okay?
No, she's not in the bedroom.
Bathroom?
Towels are folded, soap dry.
Thank you, Miss Marple. Obviously gone out, then.
Well, not without leaving a note. She wouldn't.
Where'd you keep the tea bags?
Tea in the caddy over there.
Well, you said she didn't know you were coming for school.
Mummy leaves notes for everyone. We get more notes in a week than the milkman does in a year.
Look, it sounds dark, but you're sure she was coming down? I mean, she could have...
Of course I'm sure. I'm sorry. Listen, Mummy left London straight after the reception, before we did, which was when, 7?
Maybe she changed her mind. You should try the flat.
Should I?
Well, just a suggestion.
But she wasn't going there.
Could have changed her mind.
But she was in Daddy's cart. Christ, what if she's had an accident?
Hey, come on, Paul, steady. Call your dad, perhaps he knows. Where is he at the flat?
What time is it?
Just after 12.
Well, he should be.
Call him then.
And if she isn't?
Well, if you really think there's something wrong, shouldn't you call him?
It's late, but I suppose so. It's odd. I mean, Mummy's not like this.
Like what?
Well, if she says she's doing something, then... Well, then that's what she's doing.
Always the first time.
Wait a sec. Daddy, it's me. Can you call me as soon as you get in? I'm at the farm. Love you. Bye-bye.
Maybe he's still at the house.
On Friday.
Well, where do you think he is then? Paul?
I heard you.
Can't be many places.
No. There is one.
So what happens to us?
Well, you said it once before. Friends.
There are friends and friends. We're not very good at being the other sort.
What other sort?
The just good friend sort. Are we?
I suppose not.
Then what are we going to do, Chang?
What do you want us to do?
Everything's changed. We've got to be realistic for once. There's bound to be another election.
Well, not necessarily.
Chang, of course there is. And you're going to be back on the soapbox. That makes the world even smaller.
A very public place.
Too public. What time is it?
Half midnight. Let it ring.
It could be important.
No one's important at this time of night.
Lotus eater. Hello? Juliet Cameron?
This is Polly Bannister, and is my father there?
What?
Please.
Yes, just a minute.
Who is it? What's the matter?
It's your daughter.
Polly? You're sure?
He's just coming.
Polly? What's the matter? How do you know I was here?
Well, I've tried everywhere else.
We were just chatting.
Look, please don't.
Where are you?
I'm at home.
At the flat?
No, the farm. Where's Mummy?
Your mother? Well, she should be there. She left about 6.
Well, she's not here. No one's seen her.
What do you mean no one's seen her? She should have been there by 8 at the latest.
Well, she isn't. She's disappeared. Daddy, where is she?
I tell you, my dear, it's a brave new world.
Come off it, Dougal. You hate Europe.
I like the Italians.
What about the French? That's the great test, isn't it?
My dear Kay, no one, but no one likes the French.
Who do we like, then?
We like ourselves. Same as them. But don't worry. Charles will convince us all that Europe's frightfully good for us.
Well, he's hardly onions on a bicycle in Gauloise, is he?
Cynic. He's going to be the perfect party chairman.
Really?
Of course. The party loves him. If he buys it, they do. He's old establishment. Old money. Stiff collars and waistcoats. Reassuring.
Well, that's not the new European image.
Ah, but he thinks if we dress ourselves in our old British values...
Oh, slavery, colonialism and opium wars, you mean?
Well, you listen, woman. If we do that, then Britain's missionary zeal will reform Europe and keep Britain British.
Oh, return to the double standards we all know and love. Well, he's certainly a master of that.
Juliet Cameron... But, being a true patrician, Charles was never found out.
Except by those who were doing the same thing.
There you go again. Cynicism. The world is full of peccadilloes.
Is that what I am?
My, it does sound as if the natives are restless.
Don't belittle me.
My dear Kay.
Stop my dearing me every 5 minutes. I told you before, I may be a lot of things, but I am not your dear.
And I've told you, yes, you are.
You make me sound like a stupid child.
I'm not sure I'd allow a stupid child to run my research department.
Look, Dougal, I run that office because... Well, we both know why. Because I'm your tart.
Come on, what started this?
But I'm fed up, that's what.
Why on earth are you fed up? It's a good department. Interesting.
Oh, stop it. You know perfectly well what I'm talking about. I've had enough of being used.
By me? You're joking.
I'm not laughing. What you can hear is a death rattle. Ours.
Now, wait a minute.
No, you wait. I run your think tank because you offered me the job.
Well?
You offered me the job because I'm your mistress.
Keep your voice down.
Why? Frightened?
I thought we were having a jolly evening.
In the darkest corner they've got in case we're recognised.
I call it intimate. I deliberately asked for this table.
Yes, I bet you did. So you can grope me when the waiter isn't looking.
Hey, that's outrageous.
Yes, it is. I'm glad you finally got the message.
Okay.
Here you are, 2 sugars.
I don't really want it.
Yeah, my gran said that in the war, as soon as the bombs started, they'd have a cup of tea.
Thanks. Family at war, eh? Get down, Mr. This little boy.
Friendly, isn't he?
Don't be, aren't you? A lovely old thing. You know there's something wrong, don't you?
What did your father say?
Well, he's coming down.
He knows where she is.
No. How could he?
Well, he might have done.
I didn't mean that. I mean, how could he be there?
Oh, right.
It's horrid.
Maybe not.
Well, she answered the phone.
Yes, well...
I'm sorry, but there's no need for you to get mixed up in this. Where is she?
Look, did we come the way she'd have come?
Well, I suppose so.
Well, there you are, then. Look, wherever she is, she's probably safe.
Oh, don't shut up, Walter.
Then maybe you heard something. Did you leave the door open?
No, at least I don't think so. Well, what are you doing?
Going to have a look-see.
Well, don't leave me here.
And a good boy. Good boy. You stay here, Polly.
Oh, Mummy! Oh, thank God. Where have you been?
Darling. What a lovely surprise. And Nick, isn't it?
Ah, you're here.
So I am.
I've been looking for you everywhere. Why are we having a bonfire at this time of the morning?
We are not. I am.
I see.
It's autumn. That's what autumns are for, aren't they? Burning summer leftovers.
Yes. Well, how are you?
Did you sleep well?
Yes, thanks.
I didn't wake you. You looked exhausted. Such a long drive from London, don't you find?
Look,
you
Mary...
You'd like to put that lot on, would you?
Yes, of course. Right.
Do be careful, Charles. You'll burn your fingers. We didn't want that, would we?
Oh, Mary, please. You gave us a nasty fright last night.
Us?
Yes, both of us. Holly was worried out of her wits.
Oh, Polly.
Well, of course I mean Polly. Who else would I mean?
Who else would you mean?
We were both worried.
Ah, worried, not frightened.
What's the difference?
You said it was a nasty fright. That implies fear. Worried, well, that's just concern. It's quite another matter, yes?
Mary, where were you?
We did rather have this discussion last night. I said, I stopped for supper.
You never stop for supper.
Perhaps that's why I did this time, Charles. Perhaps I'm too predictable.
Of course you're not.
If I frighten you and I do something which is perfectly normal for anyone else to do, then I must be predictable.
Where did you stop?
Polly, come and join the bonfire party.
You all right?
Yes. Don't look so gloomy. And what about your young man? Did he get away on time?
Well, it's not my young man. It was really nice of him to stay with me.
Of course it was. You know the sort of young man who needs breakfast. I hope we fed him properly.
Are you sure you're okay?
She says yes.
I was worried.
Not frightened.
Worried stiff.
Well, here I am, all in one piece. And as I hear no voices, quite safe.
Voices?
Oh, don't look so predictably serious. Voices! Joan of Arc. A bonfire.
Oh.
Never mind. Come on. Let's go and have breakfast.
Come on, Chang. I told you Friday. We are very bad at being just good friends, okay?
This'll blow over.
You and Mary, perhaps. Polly's different.
She was worried, that's all.
That's all? Isn't that enough?
She was being dramatic.
That's very cruel and very selfish.
No, I simply know her better than you. She loves making a drama out of the smallest thing.
It didn't sound like the smallest thing to her or to me.
I still don't understand how she knew I was with you.
That doesn't matter. Can't you see? Everyone's getting hurt except you.
You think I don't have feelings, is that it?
Oh, you do. Your own version of them.
There's no need for this, Jules. None at all.
Yes, there is. We are on the very edge of screwing up people's lives. I'm not jumping, okay?
It will all blow over.
Stop it, will you? It doesn't matter how many times you say it, it won't come true.
It is possible to sit down and work something out.
Okay, what?
What do you mean, what?
What are we supposed to be working out?
Well?
You want me to tell you?
Go on.
Divorce your wife.
What?
Divorce her.
Why?
Exactly.
I must say, the waiter gave me a very funny look. Most embarrassing.
Served you right.
And he knew who I was.
Well, I suspect you paid with your credit card.
Of course.
Then unless you've got a false name on it, naturally he did. Correspondents have to be cash customers.
Sure.
I'd have thought you of all people would have known that.
Of course. I'll remember next time.
God, you are absolutely...
Morning, Bistos.
Nick.
Sorry, Chief.
Nice of you to join us.
Sorry I'm late. Traffic's awful.
How is Southampton?
Oh, grim conference. Useful people. Mind you, mightily impressed we showed. A lot of them didn't.
Because it wasn't worth it.
Weekend. Law and order's Monday to Friday only for most of them.
Unless the conference is in Bangkok.
I was thinking of saying something in the house.
Give me an hour. You'll have notes from all the papers. I'll get on with it.
Excellent. Will you bring him over when he's done, Kay?
Don't I always? It is my job.
Naturally.
No, not naturally, Dougal.
Come on. Yes, it is. And we both know why.
Hmm? Bye.
Where's our Miss Bannister this morning? Or does she only work half days now?
Not sure. Probably a cold.
Well, she was all right when she left on Friday.
Well, there's a lot of it about.
I'm sure you're right.
I must say, I've always liked this office. Plenty of space.
You can have it.
Oh, no, Charles. Not my style.
You mean the blame bucket's too close?
There is that. No, it's more a matter of image.
I'm sure you'd be very good at the job, Dougal.
Of course.
But?
Naturally, the Prime Minister has rather more important things in mind for me.
Thank you very much, old man.
Well, don't misunderstand me, Charles.
Oh, I've never done that. Now,
I hear you've been abandoned.
What? Who said that?
Outside. They said she hasn't come back.
Oh, Rose. No, she's staying with her mother. Herne Bay, you know.
Mercifully, I don't. Well, I must press on. Thank you for coffee. By the way, good weekend.
Very agreeable, thank you. You?
Oh, very pleasant. Mary? She's well?
Yes, fine. Why do you ask?
Just wondered.
You saw her Friday.
So I did. Charles, tell me. Well, I was wondering, to tell you the truth. Things are all right between you and Mary, aren't they?
Perfectly.
Ah, good.
Yes, isn't it? Now, unless there's something else, I really must get on.
Well, as you mention it, I have been thinking of making a series of speeches.
Good. You'll give me a little warning, won't you?
To check them. My speeches?
Come on, you know the procedure. You're no longer in cabinet.
I'm told the Bombardier would like me back as soon as possible.
And I'm sure Micawber's right. In the meantime...
He's told me himself.
Meantime, it's best to make sure that anything you might be saying doesn't cross with anything coming out of here, or elsewhere.
You don't think I would go against party views, do you?
You're far too ambitious for that. I simply want to make sure you know what the party views are.
Charles, you're not going to be a tyrant, are you?
If necessary.
Oh.
She says she stopped for something to eat, that's it.
Well, why not? People do.
Well, Mummy doesn't. She detests plastic places and she wouldn't go by herself into anywhere smarter.
Didn't she give any clues where she went?
I've told you once, no.
Sorry. None of mine, anyway.
Sorry. There you are, we're both at it now.
Come on, I'll buy you lunch.
I've only just got here.
Now, the place is dead. I've done the chief's notes for his speech. You can stay late.
Okay, why not?
Polly! We were getting worried. Thought you'd had an accident.
I got a lift with Mummy this morning, I'm sorry.
Oh, how nice. Well, as it happens, it doesn't matter. But it would have been useful to know.
Well, I'll remember next time.
Yes, well, perhaps there'll be no need.
Right.
Yes, that would be preferable.
Yes, miss.
I'll ignore that. Now, Nick, glad you've got your jacket on. Mr. Baxter wants some Hansard references.
We were going to lunch.
Both of you?
It doesn't matter, honestly.
When do you want them?
Well, soon. Your notes were fine, but he'd like to have references handy in case he's challenged.
It's not a speech, only an intervention.
Mr. Baxter never makes only an intervention. You should know that by now.
Haven't we got them here?
No, you'll need to get them from the house. It'll be quicker to go over.
Can't I?
Well, I suppose so. Here, these are the subjects.
Photocopies?
Well, just the first three, dates of the rest.
Uh-huh.
Think you can manage that?
Mm-hmm. I'll see you later.
And if you have any problems, you know, if you get stuck...
Don't worry. I've got a tongue in my head. Bye.
That young miss, I have no doubt.
She's okay.
For what?
For this place.
Well, when she's here.
I told you, she's a bit stressed.
Oh, dear, dear.
A bit like you.
I beg your pardon.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
I've told you before, Nick. Kay is someone I trust completely.
Oh, understood, Chief. Understood.
I'm very glad to hear that.
It's not always easy.
That's why I employ you.
Sometimes stuff comes our way.
Your way, not mine.
Fine, fine, okay. Comes my way and, well, the labels get mixed.
I could never condone the idea of keeping a dossier on anyone, let alone my closest friend.
Look, let me put it another way.
I'm not sure there is another way.
Okay, I'll forget it.
But theoretically, Nick, what was your other way? Theoretically, you understand.
Right. Look, when I get info about people we know, then it's got to come from someone, yes?
Presumably.
Okay, if I keep that info, it's not because I want the dirt on people, especially friends.
Of course not.
It's because I want a record of who has been saying these things.
So you're not collecting data on people, but on rumour mongers.
And their motives. Spins it the other way, yes?
Perhaps. But not with the Bannisters, okay?
Which is why I was interested in Kay.
Careful, Nick.
All I'm saying is, Kay took a really hard line. She was the one who was interested in Polly's weekend. Wanted to know everything.
You told her?
Very little.
How interesting. And you think?
Nothing for a cert, Chief. But it wouldn't hurt to run a check.
What on earth do you mean?
You see, the people who really know what's going on are the messengers, the doormen.
Go on.
Well, they talk to each other. Duty on the door usually hears where the cabs are going. Member says to the cabbie, Fred's calf. Then 10 minutes later, one of the secretaries or researchers tells another taxi, Fred's calf. Well.
And the people on the door listen, do they ever? Why are we interested?
Well, Chief, strikes me that we've got a lot of hot stuff. We don't want it drifting, do we? Now, frankly, Kay's really nice. Don't get me wrong. But she keeps herself to herself.
As so do a lot of people.
Well, if I found out a bit more about who she sees, we'd know who could possibly get onto some of our files.
Hmm.
The word is, she's got something on the side. You know, a fella.
Really?
Well, gotta be. Not surprising, she's a looker. You can bet your last BT share someone's giving her one.
What? Now, Nick...
Now, but what's interesting is that she never talks about it. Sir Chief, have you ever asked yourself why?
I really don't see the problem.
No problem, Charles. I simply can't make it.
I'm not being difficult, but if the Prime Minister asks us to dine...
Then you simply tell your dear bombardier that you have a working wife.
Writing books, yes, but a working wife. Come on, Mary.
So, you think it's a hobby, fine. Then tell him I've gone out to play.
I didn't mean it like that. Oh, hello, darling, come in. It's Polly.
How jolly. Take her. They can talk cellos and things.
He doesn't know a thing about cellos.
A golden opportunity, Charles. Don't waste it. Bye.
Mary. Blast. Your mother. She sent her love.
Sorry. You busy?
What? No. 2 minutes. Oh, look, I'm sorry. That's the chamber. Dougal's saying something and I promised to go in.
I know. I dug out some references for him in the library.
Fine. Was it something special?
Well, I wanted to see you.
Oh, that's nice, darling, but I really must be going.
I met your friend in there when I was in the library.
Yes, I know. I saw her in the lobby. She said you were rude.
You were joking.
Well, not exactly rude. She said you were a little short with her.
Well, what did she expect? How are you, Miss Cameron? Nice to see you. I wonder if you could tell me when my father will be home in the morning.
Polly, that is uncalled for.
No, it's not.
It is. I've told you before.
No, no. All you've ever told me is how I should run my life, which friends I should choose. The worst ones behave no worse than you.
I resent...
Well, I'm sorry, but it's true. Anyway, what I came to tell you was that I think that Mummy is really upset.
It wasn't me who disappeared and caused everyone to worry.
Well, you haven't helped.
Your mother and I have known each other for a long time, Polly. I know when she's happy and when she's not.
No, you don't.
I rather think I do. You're not old enough.
What?
Not experienced enough in the ways of the world to understand that.
Christ!
Ah, Charles, there you are.
Hello.
Polly.
Hi.
Nice to see you. Aren't you supposed to be working for me?
We were just talking over a couple of points.
How nice.
I got those notes for you. Nick's got them now.
They're here. Mm. Now, Charles, I should be saying something. It would be nice to have someone on the front bench.
Well, naturally, old man, but I have to say that's no longer my part of the ship.
Oh, I know all that. You'll do. Just a couple of here-hears and nods. It'll look good on television.
Who's in the tea room?
No one the average viewer would know from Adam.
Okay, I'll be along right away, and I'm sure if there's anyone about, we can rope them in.
Good. About 3 minutes?
Behind you?
As long as they're below the gangway, we need the crowd scene, you know.
Fine. Any points?
Of course. Here, I've underlined the important sentences. They're about 9-10 seconds long. A couple of head shakes and a yah should do it.
Thanks.
And if we can wind up the opposition, that'll look like a fight.
Excellent. That should make the 9 o'clock news.
Oh, this is all so cynical.
Yes, isn't it just? But it works. Right. See you in there. Bye, Polly.
Cheers to you.
I hope I didn't interrupt anything important.
No, no, not at all, old man. Just chatting.
Fine.
Oh!
Sorry.
Sorry, my fault.
Here.
Now, please, no need, I can manage.
So I'm told...
I beg your pardon?
I'm told you're a good manager of situations.
Are you saying something, or am I just hearing things?
I am. I hear quite a lot of what goes on in this place.
I bet you do. Excuse me.
Well, that's good. That's very good. That makes it much easier.
I really must go.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. It is time you went. Time you followed another horse.
I'm not a gambler, Mr. Baxter.
Oh, but you are, Miss Cameron. You clearly are. Let me just say...
As I said, I must go.
As you said. But you haven't, have you? You really do want to hear what I have to say. It's very simple. Stay away from Charles Bannister.
I beg your pardon?
Just do as I say.
Are you threatening me?
Of course I am.
You're what?
Good grief, Miss Cameron. You didn't think I was asking a favour, did you? Whatever next. Just stay away. Understood?
Don't be silly. Of course I can't. I tell you, I can't. I thought that was obvious. I'm too old, too busy, and too... Stop it. Never you mind. Don't be so cheeky.
Hello,
now...
You ragabash.
What? Yes, you are, and you know it. I must go. Charles is home. The slippers aren't warmed. It was lovely to see you. Must go. And you.
Hello, darling.
Bye.
How are you feeling?
Hello. Feeling? Am I supposed to be ill?
I suppose not.
I'm glad to hear it. Have I been pale lately?
No.
Fainting?
No, I didn't...
Throwing up in public places? Frightening horses?
Sorry. Drink?
No, thanks. A little early for me.
I see. Who was that?
Who was what?
Telephone. Who was it?
Oh, just someone who called.
Obviously.
Hardly obvious, darling. After all, I might have called them. Why?
Nothing. I just wondered. You seemed in deep conversation.
Charles. Deliciously flattering. I? In deep conversation? Don't you remember I'm the one who never listens to what anyone says?
A figure of speech, that's all.
How disappointing. For one blissful moment, I thought I might have risen in your estimation.
Now listen, Mary.
Hi, already?
Hello.
Plates are in the oven, darling. Come on. Supper is served, or very nearly.
Where?
In the kitchen. Polly's brought back a takeaway.
A takeaway? What, here?
Yes, Charles. One takes it from there to here, and that apparently makes it a takeaway.
Hello, Daddy.
Hello.
I'll put it on the side and we can help ourselves.
To what?
Vindaloo, meat opiatska, king prawn biryani, no rice, naan instead, and Bombay duck. It's brilliant.
Bombay what?
Don't be pompous, Charles. Dried fish, you know perfectly well.
A takeaway curry.
Stop playing the blimp. Your family ruled India for 100 years. You'll love it.
Of course you will.
Come on.
I can't go back to the house tonight stinking of curry.
You're going to eat it, not roll about in it.
Well, anyway, most of them down there wouldn't notice if you'd spend the evening mucking out Newmark.
Don't be silly.
Oh, it's true.
That's why it hurts, darling. Now, Charles, don't be stuffy and come and eat.
I'm sorry, Mary, but it is hardly my habit to eat spiced cat food out of tin foil.
Oh, Daddy, you're being pompous. What on earth are you doing, Charles?
I'm going to the house.
Charles?
Perhaps your phone box friend would appreciate my Bombay blasted duck.
The House featured Julian Glover as Charles, Peter Kelly as Dougal, Isla Blair as Mary, Siobhan Redmond as Juliet Cameron, Ruth Gemmell as Polly, Jane Booker as Kay, and Julian Dutton as Nick. The producer was Neil Cargill.